Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Emily Paulson, and good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning, LaVon.
Emily, it's a pretty exciting time, although a lot of us are really frustrated when it comes to growing things. But we need to talk about the special event that kind of involves growers all summer long. So, Produce in the Park, when does it start?
This year we're starting on May 31st.
Yeah, I didn't want to wait till that almost into June too far, right? So May 31st, we want people to get that on their calendars, and so many things are going to be happening on that date. So we're still looking for vendors, correct?
Yes, we sure are. We have an early deadline of April 20th, and then we, of course, take applications up until, but we really like to have applications in so we can do some good promotion for our vendors.
Yeah, they get some special recognition, I think, by getting in early. But, of course, you do good promotion all during the season, but that little special helps. So, so how do vendors register?
Well, you can get an application if you email me at produceinthepark@gmail.com. And I will get an application to you, or I can get a paper one to you if that works better. And then you just fill out the application, which is pretty simple, and you can either return it back to me, or you can take it to complimentary care and take it to Susan down there.
Okay. And I think, just to add, if somebody forgets your Gmail or whatever, they can go to the chamber office and get a copy too, I believe.
I think, yes.
The Atlantic Chamber office. But you're the person that they really need to stay in contact with because you are the manager. And that's pretty exciting, Emily. I know you've been involved for 3 years at Produce in the Park. Has it been that?
Yeah, this will be our fourth season there.
Wow, wow. So now, and so you've had great experience, I think, Emily, in terms of what's happening there. And you have some company this morning.
I do. My little girl's with me. She kind of shadows me everywhere.
Yes. And she, I know people who came to the park, who came to Produce in the Park, probably saw Olivia when she was a little baby, and now she's almost walking.
Yes. She's so, almost a whole year old.
Yeah, so we will see her again. So, Emily, let's talk about vendors. Who might want to be a vendor? What are the requirements?
Well, we welcome produce growers, obviously, and anybody really that produces local food. So it could be meat, it could be baked goods like bread or pie. We have jams and jellies, also crafts. We have vendors that bring personal care products like soap, soap and lip balm and things like that. We're really open to everybody. We, of course,
one special requirement, though. You can't sell jewelry somebody else made, right?
Right. You have to have grown or made your goods yourself.
It's that's kind of what farmers markets are about, or at least I think most of them, is that locally produced, that locally grown, so people who come and buy can talk to the person who produced it, whether it's a craft or it's a vegetable.
Right, that connection is so important, and you have the opportunity. This is a unique opportunity to meet and get to know, not just meet, but get to know the people that are growing the food that you're eating and feeding your family, or, you know, the goods that you're using in your household.
Mm-hmm. And when we talk about goods, you know, one of the ones that I think of, well, there's several people who actually make soap, so they can tell you all the ingredients in there. And if you're allergic to something, they can tell you what that's made of and let you know whether that's going to be a problem or not. So I think of those kind of products as, again, something that you want to get to know the person who made it, the seller, the vendor, and they can tell you about it. But also, of course, the people who grow that food. And Emily, you've had experience with several kinds of those things. In the past, you've done baked goods, and some of those, I think you've used your homegrown fruits.
Yes. Yep. We try to use products that were grown on the farm in our baked goods anytime that we can.
And I think that's true of the other vendors also. So, yeah. And then the last, well, I guess maybe through all the years, but I think in the last couple of years, there have been more meat products offered.
Yes, that's a kind of exciting market. It's a challenge for vendors, I know, but it's well worth it. And that is one of the things that you just, you know, we're starting to see some produce and whatnot, locally grown stuff in some of the grocery stores, but you don't see the meat so much. So I know a lot of people have questions about meat, and there's a lot of things out there that people want to know. So this is, again, a great chance to ask those questions and address any concerns you might have. So,
Emily, do you know so far what kinds of meat might be available either to purchase or to order at the market?
Well, beef will be available to purchase, I know, and then we do have a producer that grows lambs that takes orders for holes and halves, and I believe you could order some chicken as well.
Okay, that's a good variety there to find out about. And then mentioning chickens, of course, there's those homegrown eggs.
Yes.
There's lots of eggs available. So that's I think people, many people, when they think of farmers markets, they just think of fruits and vegetables, and that's wonderful. But we need to think beyond that.
Absolutely. You come on down and visit the park, and I think you'll be impressed and surprised by the variety that's actually available.
Mm-hmm. And saying park, you know, there might be some listeners who don't know where Produce in the Park is held.
Oh, that's a good point. We are at the Atlantic City Park every Thursday, starting May 31st, all the way through the end of September.
And time?
So, right. 4:30 to 6:30.
Okay. Now, one of the things, and I think some other markets do this, but I think, and I may be prejudiced, Emily, but I think Produce in the Park in Atlantic offers so many things to customers in addition to all the great food, the vegetables, the fruits, the meats, syrup tap from local trees. I mean, it's just unending. But there's a lot more that goes on also.
Oh, yes, in addition to the beautiful venue. So something, talking about the park, something I'd like to mention is that on those hot summer days, you know, it really isn't nearly as hot at the park as it is maybe elsewhere. Mm. So don't let the heat deter you.
Yeah, I think about 10 degrees cooler, actually, between. Usually there's a little breeze, usually. And,
I would agree.
And the shade. And so, yeah, and, yeah. So good point.
Right. But in addition to that, then we really strive to make it a family event. So there's kids' activities, and we usually have a guest chef every week that has products you can sample. We're really encouraging vendors to have products to sample as well. And there's usually something to learn about while you're there, some entertainment, maybe a little music. We really have a lot of things going on.
And so when we're talking about vendors, we could kind of switch that over to you're always looking for volunteers to do all of those kinds of things.
Absolutely. We always have 4 or 5 things going on at every market, and all those things take people to man it.
So now's the time to kind of volunteer and or think about, do you want to be a vendor? This is a great opportunity to kind of expand your market if you're a vendor, getting people to know about you. And as you mentioned, maybe taste samples of. I always think about the carrots, Emily. And I know that's picking on one thing. But when you taste carrots out of a bag from the grocery store, that's one kind of carrot. When you taste a homegrown carrot, that's a whole nother carrot.
Right, not even the same class.
Yes, that's right. And another thing that the vendors often do when we're talking about getting, helping people know about what they're buying, you know, maybe there's something you've never seen or heard of before, and if you grow it, you probably know what to do with it.
Right, make sure to ask. If you see something you're not sure what to do with it, ask. And another thing is there's lots of vegetables out there that we see maybe only raw, like radishes. And you can really do a lot of things with some of those vegetables. So that's a good thing to ask, too. If you're kind of bored of eating something one way, ask the vendor another way.
Very good. So, again, let's talk about, because it's really important that if you're thinking you want to be a vendor, that you get that application and get that filled out. As you said, you'll take them anytime, even during the year. I know last year there were new people who joined during the middle of the year, and that's fine. But if you want to get your name on some various things, now is the time to get your application. And again, Emily, where can they get applications?
If you stop down at the chamber, you can get an application at the Atlantic Chamber. You can get one there. You can get one from me if you get a hold of me at produceinthepark@gmail.com. And complimentary care, if you, that's a good place to return them, but you could probably also get one there if you needed another place to stop.
Okay, pretty easy application, not too many pages, easy to read, and you've added a diagram of the park, and so just get your application done. It's time. It's really time. So we want to thank you very much, Emily Paulson, for visiting with us today and for being manager of Produce in the Park. Until next time, here's a thought. Happiness is a marvelous magnet to the human personality.